Hey, it's Big Joe for your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer, Absolute Comfort. Chris Wedekin is the owner, and he tells us why many homeowners are giving up their air conditioners for a high-efficiency heat pump.
By removing your air conditioner and replacing it with a heat pump, you are not only saving by getting a higher-efficiency air conditioner, the heat pump works in reverse and saves you money in the wintertime as well.
See if a heat pump is the right move for you by going to absolutecomfort.org. Absolute Comfort is your trusted local independent American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Hammer and Nigel presents
is
it depends upon what the meaning of the word is.
Yeah. Is this anything?
On 93 WIPC.
Hammer, how do we play Is This Anything?
I'll run some stories by you. You break them down. You tell us if these stories are anything or not. A woman is being accused of going to a Nebraska Burger King multiple times and stealing a couple different items from the bathroom. Those items, toilet paper and pipes. Employees at the Burger King said she was hiding the pipes in her pants. Here's a representative from the Lincoln Police Department breaking down what they know.
The Burger King near 60th and Havelock had some issues with a female coming into the store and taking toilet paper from the bathrooms. They had confronted her and told her to stop stealing the toilet paper. After she left, they noticed she had actually taken pipes from the toilet that connected the toilet to the wall.
Toilet paper and pipes. Sounds like the name of a song from the band Primus. What are your favorite Primus songs? Well, I like Winona's Big Brown Beaver and Toilet Paper and Pipes. Toilet paper. Yeah, I don't. So she put the pipes in her pants. I don't know. Maybe she's trying to build her own toilet.
Like, if you're a dude, maybe you can get away with that. You know, that's not a pipe in my pants. That's pure me. But if you're a chick, it's more difficult, is it not?
I bet a lot of people were stealing toilet paper during the great toilet paper shortage of 2020. I bet the people that were coming into work were taking some of that stuff home. Did you ever have a problem that you could remember finding toilet paper?
No.
I would go into stores and the shelves would be empty. A couple different places. But then I'd go back the next day and then they were halfway full.
Yeah, there were times when the store was empty.
Yeah,
it was harder to find like wipes, Clorox wipes, Lysol wipes, you know, sanitizer for a little while than it was toilet paper.
Yeah, I'm a big believer in the sanitary wipes in the bathroom.
You've mentioned that before.
It wasn't until I had kids that we had to keep them by the, you know, the crib when we changed their diaper, and I thought, you know, damn. I'm gonna try putting an extra pack of these next to my toilet.
Uh-huh.
It just gives me a cleaner, refreshing feeling.
And
I've been doing it for 11 years now since my son turned my firstborn child.
Now, these have to be a certain type you can flush, right? Not all of those
things
are flushable.
See, that's the thing. I hear we buy the Kirkland brand from Costco.
We have to get an endorsement for you for that. Hi, I'm Nigel for Kirkland Butt Wipes.
Now they say, here's the thing. I feel like they do say flushable wipes, but then like every plumber I've ever met on any message board or social media thing, any story I've ever read, that even though they're flushable, they're not flushable. You're not supposed to throw them in the toilet. So we got a trash can in the bathroom, and that's where they go.
Like, yeah. I want to hear the commercial you do for Kirkland's. You know, sometimes after chili and beer night, things get a little out of control. That's when I turn to Kirkland's.
When toilet paper isn't enough, I turn to Kirkland's moisture wipes.
Next time you're wiping your butt, tell them Big Nige sent you.
They have these wipes, and I want to try them out, and they're basically called something to the effect of butt wipes for men. Because they're extra large. Like these wipes at Kirkland, they're only like as big as your hand or your toilet, like a couple pieces of toilet paper. But they have ones for dudes that are extra large. You know, so we need to get in there.
As a kid, they would call that husky. Because back in the day, you couldn't call kids fat. Oh, you're husky. Yeah, thanks.
I need husky wipes.
I know what that means. Is this anything? While Bryan Cranston was being interviewed on yesterday's episode of Hot Ones, which I have no idea what that is,
Isn't Hot Ones where they eat the, or they're eating hot wings?
Oh, okay. You got a Hot Ones expert producing the show today, so.
Oh, okay. Is that where we got the famous Paul Rudd, you know, hey, look at us from?
Yep, that's exactly it.
Okay, so this is like a show.
They sit there and eat hot wings, and the shtick is they try to have a conversation while they're eating these really hot wings.
Yeah, is that 10 wings, first one's the easy, you know, table side hot sauce. 10th one is, it's called The Last Dab. It's this pepper that isn't even on market yet, super spicy, supposed to absolutely obliterate you.
And you're making me hungry, actually.
Right. All right, now I want to go watch Hot Ones. Cranston was doing an interview with Hot Ones, and he stated that what the Breaking Bad blue meth was really made of on the show. Oh. And how he and Aaron Paul snacked on it one time during a 16-hour shoot.
TV methamphetamine, the way we made it, with a little blue tint, is actually rock candy. And the flavor was cotton candy. Mm. We were working, it was our lab down there. And I see Aaron Paul reach into our product, throw on the methamphetamine in his mouth. I go, you can't eat the product. He goes, you've tasted it. I go, no, I haven't tasted it. And I guess I was still in character because Walter White wouldn't ever.
Right.
And he goes, yo, have one, is what he would say. They rolled the camera and he and I are just talking. We're like eating all the methamphetamine.
I love that. That's great. I always kind of wondered how, like, I got to interview comedian Jim Brewer once in this building, back when this was Radio Now 93.1. He was doing a stand-up comedy show, and he's in the movie Half-Baked, right? And I always wondered, the way my mind works, I just, like, wondered, like, what are you guys using? You're not smoking real weed on the set of Half-Baked, are you? What are you smoking? He said it was just some sort of, I don't know, herbal-looking cigarette made with benign stuff that had smoke that comes out of it. But he did say, he did told me, I remember that I had that interview somewhere, that when Snoop Dogg had his cameo, he was using the real thing.
The real McCoy.
On camera. Yeah. He said the fake stuff gave him and all the other guys, that were, like Dave Chappelle, a headache. When Snoop came on set for that cameo, it was the real thing.
I have a hard time believing Willie Nelson didn't smoke the real thing either.
Oh, that's a good question. Yeah, I didn't ask him.
There's
that.
No way,
yeah.
Willie's, you know, smoking some fake
right,
stuff.
I know. Yeah.
The Animal House scene where Bluto takes that bottle of Jim Beam and just kills it and slams it down. I believe, according to the IMDb, they said that was iced tea. So they had it in the Jim Beam.
I thought you were going to tell me it was real.
No. Just iced tea, and he just kills that thing.
I have seen YouTube videos where they take an unopened bottle of, like, a half gallon of, you know, choose your whiskey, maybe Jim Beam or something like that, and bong it. It's like a Jack Daniels, and it's unopened.
Wow.
I don't know. Still maybe fake, but they get up real close, and you can see that it's been in shut. So, and then they immediately just pass out.
All right. I know we're running late here, but I'm doing this story. If this gets me in trouble, I'll shoulder the blame here, okay?
Okay, what story?
Here's a man whose wife passed gas so impressively that he congratulated her and asked for a fist bump.
Gee, really? Wow. That's as much of a fart that I could do in probably half a week. How can you hold that much in? Wow, babe, I'm proud of you. You are the man.
That's something for sure. Actually, I'm watching it right now. I found the link to this. She's kind of hot. It's an old dude, and I don't know why they'd sit there having the camera just on them.
Right.
It's
a little
like
suspicious.
They're sitting there on the couch. He's looking at his iPad. She's reading something, and all of a sudden, that was impressive. He definitely fist bump worthy.
Can you put that on our Twitter?
I'll
can
put
you find
it up there right now.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show.